Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, chapter 8, prayers by Queen Kunti, text 41. Ata Vishva Isha Vishva Atman Vishva Murte Svakeshu Me Sneha Pasham Imam Chindhi Dridham Pandushu Vrishnushu Ata Vishvesha Vishvatman Vishva Murte Svakeshu Me Sneha Pajam Imam Chindi Dridham Pandushu Vrishnishu. Therefore, Vishva Isha, O Lord of the Universe, Vishva Atman, O Soul of the Universe, Vishva Murte, O Personality of the Universal Form, Svakeshu, unto my own kinsmen, my Sneha Pasham, tie of affection, Imam, this, Chindhi, cut off, Dridham, deep, Pandushu, for the Pandavas, Vrishnishu, for the Vrishnis also. Translation. O Lord of the Universe, Soul of the Universe, O Personality of the Form of the Universe, please therefore sever my tie of affection for my kinsmen, the Pandavas and the Vrishnis. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivinoda Swami Prabhupada. A pure devotee of the Lord is ashamed to ask anything in self-interest from the Lord. But the householders are sometimes obliged to ask favors from the Lord, being bound by the tie of family affection. Srimati Kunti Devi was conscious of this fact, and therefore she prayed to the Lord to cut off the affectionate tie from her own kinsmen, the Pandavas and the Vrishnis. The Pandavas are her own sons, and the Vrishnis are the members of her paternal family. Krishna was equally related to both the families. Both the families required the Lord's help because both were dependent devotees of the Lord. Srimati Kunti Devi wished Sri Krishna to remain with her sons, the Pandavas, but by his doing so, her paternal house would be bereft of the benefit. All these partialities troubled the mind of Kunti, and therefore she desired to cut off the affectionate tie. A pure devotee cuts off the limited ties of affection for his family and widens his activities of devotional service for all forgotten souls. The typical example is the band of six Goswamis who followed the path of Lord Chaitanya. All of them belong to the most enlightened and cultured families of the higher castes, but for the benefit of the mass of population, it left their comfortable homes and became mendicants. To cut off all family affection means to broaden the field of activities. Without doing this, no one can be qualified as a brahmana, a king, a public leader, or a devotee of the Lord. The personality of Godhead, as an ideal king, showed this by example. Sri Ramachandra cut off the tie of affection for his beloved wife to manifest the qualities of an ideal king. Such personalities as a brahmana, a devotee, a king, or a public leader must be very broad-minded in discharging their respective duties. Srimati Kunti Devi was conscious of this fact, And being weak, she prayed to be free from such bondage of family affection. The Lord is addressed as the Lord of the universe, or the Lord of the universal mind, indicating his all-powerful ability to cut the hard knot of family affection. Therefore, it is sometimes expressed that the Lord, out of his special affinity towards a weak devotee, breaks the family affection by force of circumstances, arranged by his all-powerful energy. By doing so, he causes the devotee to become completely dependent upon him, and thus clears the path for his going back to Godhead. Ata Vishvesha Vishvatman Vishvamurte Svakeshume Sneha Imam Jindi Dridham Pandushu Vishnishu Omayana Tumaram Dasya Mera Sharakaya Sakshuran Miratam Jena Tasma Shigravinama. So Kunti is not praying for any material benefits here. Actually, she's praying just the opposite. She's praying to remove her material attachments. Kunti's prayers are exemplary because she's placing devotional service as the top priority in her life. Everything else can go on. National duties, family duties, bodily duties, mental duties, so many things, varnashram duties, everything can continue as long as the priorities are in the proper place. The top priority is that I have to please Krishna. This is described in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Atak pumbir dvijashreshtar varna ashrama vibhagasya sanustitasya dharmasya sangsiddhir haritoshana. Whatever duties one has to perform according to the varnashram, brahmana, kshatriya, vaishya, or brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha. There are so many duties. Still, one should perform those duties sangsiddhir haritoshanam. Haritoshana means that Hari or Krishna must be pleased. Then that is perfection. Otherwise, it is shrama eva hi kevalam. It's a waste of time. She knew this. She knew that what is the use of my being so affectionate to my family members? What is it going to gain me or them or anyone? There are so many animals in the forest, and they're affectionate to their little children, the cats and the dogs and even the rats, dirty rat. Still, he's also affectionate to his little ratlets, his children. That is not a great qualification to be affectionate. All the animals are affectionate to family members. In fact, Bhagavatam says, Yasyatma buddhi kuna petri datuke svadhi kalatradishu bomayijadi yatirti buddhi salile nakarachit janeshu abhigeshu seva gokara. So the first bewilderment is yasyatma buddhi kunape tridatuke. One thinks that this body, which is comprised of three elements, bile, mucus, and air, He thinks that this is himself. That's a mistake, because we're not this body, we're the spirit soul inside the body. So, Nisyatma Buddhi Kuna Petri Datu Case for Di Kalitradishu. So this Svadhi Kalitradishu means he's very much affectionate to the wife and the family and all these things that come from that. Kalitradishu Boma Ejidi, and he considers the land of his birth as worshipable. My country, my city, people are very nationalistic, and they think that that's a good thing. It may be good compared to being a person who doesn't care for the national laws. Yes, in that sense, it's better to follow the national laws. But to be a nationalist or to be attached to the land of one's birth, thinking I am German or I am American or I am Indian, still, Boma Ejidi, it is considered to be like a person who has these attachments is compared to a cow or an ass. In other words, he's animalistic. We should be intelligent enough to know that we're not from this place. We have nothing to do with this place. We have nothing to do with this body. This body is not me. Where did the elements come from that made up this body? Well, I was eating, my mother was eating some potatoes from France, and then I was eating some wine from Italy. My mother's was eating. So my body is made up of these things. Some grains from Germany, but the earth came from somewhere else. No, that's the body. These are just material elements that make up this body. Tridatuke. And therefore the family is all based on the bodily connection. What happens to these elements after the body, after the soul leaves the body? The body deteriorates, becomes earth again, or it becomes ashes, or depending what culture one is in, what they do with the dead bodies. Some places they just throw them and the vultures eat it. Then the body becomes vulture stool. So, if that's what this body is in reality, and the relationships are all based on the body, then we should understand this is not me. I'm the soul who's been put here due to my past activities, karma. Either good or bad or a combination, we get a particular body just exactly according to what we deserve. And usually people, when they come into this world and they get a particular body, they become bewildered, thinking that this is me. And they try to make so many arrangements to remain comfortable in this body and make the bodies of their family members comfortable. And they don't care about those outside their family very much. They don't care so much if others are uncomfortable. It's like we have countries here, Europe and America, who are have some opulence, have some wealth. So they don't care so much about people in other countries. If people from China or India, more crowded countries, want to come in, they say, no, no, we don't have enough space for you. We don't have enough room. So there's room, but they don't want to become uncomfortable so that others may become comfortable. In other words, they're very concerned about their own comfort, the people of their country. So this is going on. Now, this is not a broad-minded. This is called kripana. Kripana, miser, doesn't know how to use things properly. He keeps just like a person who has a lot of money. He has the money and he keeps it somewhere buried in his home. Just keeping it there. He doesn't know how to use the money. What is the value of the money there? If he knows how to spend it for some good purpose, or even a businessman knows how to spend it to make more money, investment. So, kripanas and the brahmanas. The brahmanas are broad-minded. They don't just think about their own family or their own body, but they want to do good for all living entities. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he took sannyas at the age of 24. Taking sannyas means civil suicide. Giving up all material responsibilities. So, he's become irresponsible, giving up all the connections. No, he's becoming irresponsible for the limited material sphere, but because he's seeing on a higher vision, he's actually doing the best service for his family, for his country, for himself. By giving up the restricted, limited vision, he's accepting the unlimited vision. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas to save all the living entities. Otherwise, he could have stayed at home and satisfied his wife or his mother. But he knew that preaching for the benefit of all living entities is the best service. And his mother also accepted that, even though she was naturally disappointed to be without the direct association of her glorious son. But still she accepted, yes, I must not impede his activities in self-realization. Unfortunately, we see many mothers and fathers, like some of you are young, so when you join the Krishna Consciousness Movement, they may not have been quite as agreeable. They may have thought, no, you should stay and work for the family. But they don't understand that the best work for the family is to serve Krishna. Because if one puts water on the root of a tree, all the leaves and branches are automatically nourished. So this Krishna Consciousness Movement is meant for this activity of thinking broad, helping all living entities, not just our own country. Srila Prabhupada left India to preach Krishna consciousness all over the world without consideration of country. This is the real way to unite people, not on the basis of national considerations or species, but that everyone is spirit. We're all parts and parcels of Krishna. Brahma-bhuta prasanatma, shochati na kanchati, samak sarveshu bhuteshu. He sees all living entities equally. That is a person who's on the spiritual platform. Whereas a person on the material platform, he makes distinctions. I like these people, I don't like these. I don't like the cows. I want to eat them. But a person on the Brahma-bhuta platform, he sees all living entities equally. He's kind to everyone. So another point here is that Kunti is very humble. She's presenting herself as very weak. And this is important. As soon as we think that we're very strong and we don't need to take help from the Lord, thinking that we're already qualified or powerful, then we're in trouble. That pride will not help. Even when Arjuna was attacked by the weapon of Ashwatthama, before counteracting that, he prayed to the Lord to please give him strength. So this is good. We should always recognize that whatever strength, whatever intelligence we may have, it's only coming from Krishna. It's not separate. And in order to be able to do anything successful, like Srila Prabhupada when he came over on the ship, he was praying, I don't have the power to convince them, but I'm begging from you, if you like, then you can just make me dance as you wish. I'm just a puppet in your hands. I have no ability, no intelligence. Bhakti nai, veda nai. I have no bhakti, I have no knowledge. I'm nothing. What have I got? But still, you must have some business. You must have some purpose that you want me to do. So kindly, let me do that service for you. So we should also pray to be free from material attachments, anartas. Just as she's praying, we should pray, my dear Lord, please free me from this affection for the bodily, my body and the bodies of others. And let me become completely attached to you without any impediments, because these material attachments, they interfere with our devotional service. Bhogaisvarya prasaktanam taya parita chetasam vyavasayatmika buddhi samadho navidhiyate. In the minds of those who are too attached to material enjoyment and material opulence and are bewildered by such things, the resolute determination of devotional service does not take place. So this is our problem, that we're still attached to material things. Therefore, we cannot be fully determined and resolute in devotional service. But we can pray, please cut my attachments, cut my affectionate tie. Sneha pasham imam chindi. My affectionate tie, pasha means rope, these ropes of affection. Chindi, please cut them, so that I can be just attached to you completely. If I'm attached to Krishna, it means I love all living entities. This is the universal love process. It's not that we're thinking, oh, if I become only attached to Krishna, then what about my family? Then I won't have any love for them, I'll have no feelings. No, you'll have feelings. But your feelings will be in the proper order. You'll understand their position, that they're also part and parcel of Krishna. And as servant of Krishna, you will know how to serve them best, how to help them, how to love them. Thank you very much. Are there any questions? We should cultivate the desire. Because if we artificially try to imitate, imitating is not good. Akinchana gochara. Akinchana means one who doesn't possess anything. And Krishna is very easily purchased by such a person, one who gives up all possessions and just surrenders to Krishna completely. But that doesn't mean one should be irresponsible and say, yes, it's like sometimes we've seen in our temples. One Indian gentleman will come and he'll say, I'm taking sannyas today. Can you give me sannyas? He had some argument with his wife and he comes and says, now I'm taking sannyas. And then you say, well, maybe not sannyas today, but you just stay for some time. So then the next day he goes again. So this is this kind of imitation, immediately give up all responsibilities. I will be like Haridas Thakur, or going out into the forest, say, I'm going to chant 64 rounds or 192 rounds. Well, this will not be very effective because we're not ready, we're not prepared. So to artificially do something is not good. But better to follow the instructions of the spiritual master, perform our service, carry out the functions of our varnashram in Krishna consciousness, and then gradually, generally we have to go through the procedures, brahmacharya, grihastha, vanaprastha, sannyasa. It's not that generally one becomes immediately sannyasi, that's very rare. Generally one has to become grihastha. And then vanaprastha, then sannyas. Otherwise, because we are conditioned for such a long time to think we're this body and to have natural affection to the opposite sex and to family and home, all these things, this is quite natural. That's why when Shukadev Goswami, when he was born, he immediately took sannyas. Of course, he was already grown. And he had been in the womb for at least 12 years, 12 to 16 years. He had a very long, she had a long pregnancy. The reason is because he was self-realized. He was already on the Brahma-Bhuta platform, so he didn't want to come out, because he was afraid that he would become entangled in material attachments. So he just stayed in the womb. And of course the father and mother were becoming alarmed. This is going on for years. So Vyasadeva went to Krishna, who was a dvarka, and he said, my dear Krishna, my son won't come out. Krishna said, why not? He said, because he's afraid he'll become entangled. He said, didn't you preach to him? I said, yeah. Yes, I preach, but he won't listen to me because I'm a householder. But maybe if you come because you're the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he'll listen to you. So Krishna said, all right. So he came. He went to the hermitage of Vyasadeva, and he went up to Vyasadeva's wife. And so then he began preaching to the Shukadeva. He said, please come out, Shukadeva. Don't worry, you won't become entangled. So Shukadeva came out, But he immediately took sannyas. And his father was alarmed. Son, come back! He was running after him. Not just alarmed. The son went off and he was running after him. Come back. But even Vyasadeva was a little attached. He wanted his son to stay. Because that's the natural inclination. We like to have family and all these things. And it was very unusual. There are not so many examples like Shukadeva. Of course, Shankaracharya also took sannyas at 11, I think. So some of the great personalities who have no attachment to this material world, but that is rare. Generally, we go through the normal system. And gradually we realize. That's why Grihastha Ashram is there. Because there's some affection. There's some bodily conception there. So we go through the ashram in a regulated way so that after some time we realize, yes, I'm not this body and I have nothing to do with this material world. And this affection that I have is based on illusion. And that's what she's realized. Kunti Devi. So she's come to that point of realizing it. Now she's begging Krishna to please take away the affection. So, better we go on with our devotional service, whatever position we're in, and gradually, step by step, under the guidance of the advanced devotees, we'll be able to become free. It's not simply by physical approximation. If you go to the forest, you have to take your mind with you. So if your mind is still thinking of sense gratification, then what is the good in going to the forest? I'm renounced, but you're only thinking. And you won't stay there very long. You'll run back. Understand? Any other questions? Whatever devotional service is performed is always beneficial for the performer. There's no loss. It is good for him. He'll get spiritual benefits from that. Yes, he'll get another opportunity in human form. As far as the details, whether he may also have to go through some other rectification, that's up to Krishna. Like even Bharat Maharaj had to, look how much devotional service he performed. Bharat Maharaj was on the level of Bhava. He was so advanced that Maharaj Rishabhdev put the whole world under his direction, and all of his 100 sons, he told them, just serve Bharat. Very advanced devotee. But still, he had to take another 2 births before he became liberated. So there may be some... Krishna has some arrangement for him. But rest assured that whatever devotional service was performed was for his benefit, and he'll certainly very soon get another opportunity to continue from where he left off. That you can be sure. Right. Thank you very much. Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam Ki.